Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Always so excited to have Dina Schmid here. One Health Benefits. We have so much to get to, including opportunities that are abundant for everyone when it comes to healthcare, and she can plug you in. We're going to talk about the American Rescue Plan. We've got some great information about Medicare, employer benefits, health insurance. Is it enough? Your basic plan for critical illness and accidents. We have all of that to get to this hour. But let me remind you, if you have a question for her throughout the hour, call us now. Easy access to the program. We always love talking to you at 866-391-1020. And even while we're doing the show, if you want to make an appointment with her, you can call her directly at 724-799-8873. OneHealthBenefits.com. The word one is written out. Dina, it's so great to have you back. And before we get into all of the good information that you told me you wanted to talk about today just moments ago, let's dive into who you are and what you do and how you're helping people every single day. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Yes, so my name is Dina Schmid. I am the founder, the owner of One Health Benefits. I've been doing this, Rob, for about 18 years. And it started 18 years ago when there was nobody actually helping individuals find health insurance. You could go anywhere and find an agent that would help you get employer benefits or a broker that worked with employees at groups. But what about that individual who was self-employed or somebody who lost their job? Nobody was helping them. And that's when I decided this is what I wanted to go into. I was a pharmaceutical sales representative before that, and I saw the niche, and I decided to start my business then. And it's been amazing. My specialty is that individual consumer who is unemployed, somebody who is self-employed, has to get insurance on their own. I also do groups. I have many groups that I help find benefits for their employees. I do Medicare and life insurance. The biggest thing about me, Rob, is that the consumer pays nothing. I am a broker, and let me explain what a broker means. A broker represents all the carriers. So I have access to all the different ones, whether it's Highmark, UPMC, Cigna, Aetna, United. I represent every carrier there is. So when you call me and you're looking for an option, I can look at the full gamut and we could discuss what's the best for you. Not just the only product I sell, but what's best for you. So the benefit is when you walk into one of the Highmark centers or the UPMC kiosk, they're only able to talk to you about their plans. Well, maybe their plan isn't the best for you, but that's all they're able to talk about. But when you have a broker, they represent all the options. So that's a huge benefit because it's aiming the product specifically to you and your needs. And the biggest thing to get out of this, everybody, is there's no cost. Free. You pay nothing to use a licensed broker. Nothing. There's no hidden fees. There's no small print. There's nothing that goes into the premium for using an agent. The rates are determined by the Department of Insurance. They're filed in stone. When the insurance carriers file for the rates with the Department of Insurance, some of that premium goes to administrative costs. So when the carriers say they get $100 for your plan, some of that money goes to administration. So whether you use an agent or not, it's all in our premium. But you pay nothing for my time whatsoever. So right there, everyone should be saying, well, why don't I have a broker? I do this for a living, everybody. I am so passionate about what I do. I am licensed. And you got to use the knowledge of a licensed agent instead of trying to figure out something that you don't do for a living on your own. So hopefully, Rob, that kind of explained what I do, who I am, and why you should be using a licensed agent.
And this, I think, as we get ready to go to break, and we're going to come back and pick up on some of the topics. Again, I just want people to understand, just hearing your voice and having a chance to get caught up with you before we get on the air every time you are here once a month, I hear it in your voice, the passion. And a lot of people are saying, of all the things, why this? Why did you decide to get into this business, Dina?
There's just such a need. Especially, Rob, since doing your show, I can't tell you the difference it's made, because your show has enabled me to reach out to people who listen to your show every weekend and had no clue on what they were supposed to do, didn't know things were available. I really reached out to some of the true Pittsburghers, the salt of the earth. I mean, the people I've gotten to know and meet and help. I've had people who signed up for Original Medicare and thought that they were good, that that's all they needed. Rob, they were only covered for A and B, which is only covering 80% of all of their claims. They didn't even know that there were options and that they were uncovered and the options were free. People have lost their jobs in the last 2 years with COVID, who were just like, I don't know what to do. I don't have insurance and I cannot afford. We got them insurance and they got subsidies where the government paid. Or people who want to retire and think, I could never retire, Rob. I can never retire. I don't have enough money to buy private insurance. And we talk and we figure out a way. It is really just a great field to be in. I absolutely love making friends with these people. I feel like I have so many friends out there I've actually never met, just talked to, but I could call any minute and have them, do something for me, because I've met a lot of good people out there, really reaching the true salt of the earth of Pittsburgh, that's for sure.
No doubt. And listen, I think people just need to understand you're not alone. So if you're listening to this broadcast right now and you're perplexed because your health care coverage, you know, whether you're an individual and you're an employer and, you know, obviously trying to get people come back to work, maybe you want to rethink your plan and what you can do to have a bit of an incentive to make people want to jump back into the workplace. This is the person that can get it done, Dina Schmid. And our number here, if you have any questions, any concern about your health care coverage, if you need an answer now, and that answer, just like her services, there is no hidden cost. There's nothing. Just the opportunity for some free advice by picking up the phone. That's all you have to do. Pick up the phone. Call us, 866-391-1020. And again, there is no charge for her services as well, too. 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. OneHealthBenefits.com. The word one is written out. All of our lines are available. So if you have any concern about your health care coverage, whether you're an individual or an employer and you need help, call now. Get some free advice. Just a phone call away. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Or you can reach her and set up an appointment by calling 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits. Rob Pratt, Pittsburgh Works, back with more in a moment. Good morning. All right, now listen, I want to remind you that if you have a question, anything to do with health care, you're an individual or an employer, whatever it may be, you can call us now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or you can call her directly at 724-799-8873. Let me say that again slowly so you can write it down, give her a call. You can actually leave a message now, 724-799-8873. We actually do have a call, so let's take this call right now, and it is Michelle in Pleasant Hills. Hi, Michelle. Good morning. You're on the air with Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits, KDKA.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I have a question, and I think I'm like most people. My husband wants to retire at 62, but there's that gap of the 3 years before he can get the Medicare. Is that something Dina would be able to help with?
Dina.
To find insurance.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And actually, this is probably one of the best times ever to have that opportunity to be able to retire and get health insurance benefits at a low cost. And that's actually a great segue to what Rob and I are about to talk about, and that is the new American Rescue Plan. So what I ask you to do is give me a call off the air, and what we can look at is what your income will be once he's retired, or if he say he decides, are you looking at this year or next year?
We're probably looking at next year. He turns 62 in July, but I don't think it's soon enough that we can get his Social Security figured out by July.
Okay. Well, I think you're
like,
gonna
I can add him
surprised.
Onto my health insurance at work, but it's like $700.
Right. Well, I think you'd be extremely surprised at what is available now through the new American Rescue Plan. People who never, ever would have thought they'd be eligible for the government to help pay a portion of their insurance are now eligible. So if you can give me a call, I will, or leave a message, and I will call you back, and we can look at what your income will be, whether he decides to retire this year or next year, and give you some options, some prices. But I think you'd be very happy with the options. They're not what people think. They're very reasonable.
Michelle,
we can get you a good price.
Michelle, let me give you that number. If you have one more thought you want to get in here, but I want to make sure I give you this number before you hang up. You have something to write with?
I already have her website,
okay,
so I'm good.
Perfect. Okay, go ahead.
So what income do they go by since I'm still working? Will they go by his or will it be the household income?
No, so it's the household income. It's called the MAGI, M-A-G-I, Modified Adjusted Gross Income, and it is the total family income. And here's what's important. It's based on the current year. It's not based on what you made last year. It's based on what you think you'll make this year. So that's the income you'll need to have ready for me, is what you think you'll be making this year. So you'd include, say he decides to retire in November. For January and November, his income, if he gets a pension, if he gets any kind of a buyout, that would be taxable. So all taxable income for the current year is what the American Rescue Plan looks at in order to determine whether you qualify for any subsidies.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a buzz, and we'll talk this week. Have a great day.
Sounds great. Thank you for calling.
You know what? We may have to wait for another segment before we get to the American Rescue Plan, because we have a caller also waiting to talk to you about existing supplemental stuff. And that's Rick, who joins us now on KDK. He's on the air with Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Dina. I currently have a supplemental plan, and what I'm wondering is, does it make sense to review other supplemental and or advantage plans from time to time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what is most important, because don't your needs change? Maybe you want a certain prescription, and it was covered by one carrier, and now you got a new one, and it may not be. Absolutely. Your needs change. So you absolutely, are you on a supplement or a MedAdvantage plan? Do you know which one you're on?
I have a supplemental today. So, you know, Medigap and supplemental.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. So first of all, a supplemental plan, you can change at any time. So you do not need to wait for Medicare open enrollment to look at prices for supplements. So a Medicare supplement can be looked at any day of the year. And if you are still healthy, then you could possibly find a better plan at a better price. But absolutely, it needs to be looked at. Yep.
Well, I guess the question is that within the same carrier, or is that, does it make sense to look at other carriers?
No, it would be another carrier. But what you have to understand, when you do a med supplement, it doesn't matter what the carrier is. All the plans are standardized. So if you have a plan G with Cigna, the plan G with Humana is identical. So you're shopping for prices. You're not shopping for the carrier, because the carrier really doesn't matter. There's no network, remember, with a med supplement. So you're shopping for a price because the plans are standardized. So, yes, we would not look at the same carrier because you're getting the rate that the carrier offers at that time. So you want to look at a different carrier because the plan's identical.
I got you.
Make sense?
So the real delta would be between, the change would be moving between a supplemental and a advantage plan, because that's what, where you get a big price break. Is that correct? Because then you're narrowing yourself to a network.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about shopping prices within a med supplement. So you can always go to a Med Advantage plan, but you cannot do that until open enrollment. So what you first called about was looking at the same thing you have, but getting the exact same thing you have for a different price. So that would be changing carriers within a med supplement. The second thing you brought up was going to a Med Advantage from med supplement. That can only be done at open enrollment, which is every year, October 15th to December 7th. So that would be two options you can do. You can change a med supplement at any time of the year. A Med Advantage, to go to a Med Advantage, that's only available during open enrollment, October 15th to December 7th.
Okay.
Give me a call, and we'll look at what you have specifically.
Yeah. Give her a call, and let me give you that number. It is 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out, 724-799-8873. Dina, we just have about 2 minutes before the break, so why don't we get started a little bit on the American Rescue Plan, and then whatever you don't get to, we can pick up on the other side. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I want everybody out there to listen to this, and believe me, that when I tell you, you'd be very surprised that what is available now through what is called the American Rescue Plan, which is also known as the COVID relief package, it includes new provisions specifically to the Affordable Care Act, which we all know as Obamacare, that gives huge life-altering savings for all Pennsylvanians seeking individual health insurance. People who are already enrolled in Penny, let me tell you that you need to give me a call, because once you do, we will go in and adjust, and you will be getting a savings that is significantly less, because the money with this, it's the largest coverage expansion since the ACA was passed in 2010. And I'm shocked every time I get a caller and or a client, and we go in and we put their income in again. We're saving them. I'm telling you, most plans go from a 75% savings. It's insane. And I'm telling for everybody out there who is not enrolled and getting a subsidy currently, don't think you make good money and you don't qualify. Because I'm seeing people who make very, very good money still qualifying. And I'm going to give you an example. Family of two, $120,000 in income. Now, this is subjective to your age and your zip code, because that's how the rates are determined, by your age and zip code. I have saved people who are making $120,000 a year, two-person family. And, Rob, in your opinion, do you think that's considered low income?
No.
Figures?
No.
They're getting a subsidy that's paying 75% of their insurance. I'm shocked by that. So I'm telling you, if you are getting individual insurance and you are not currently enrolled in Penny, call me. I'm completely shocked at the money that is available through this American Rescue Plan. People who make six figures are getting their insurance paid for.
All right, let me give you her number. We got to get to a break so we can get to the news at the bottom of the hour. 724-799-8873. You can actually call right now and leave your information. She will get back to you. 724-799-8873. OneHealthBenefits.com. The word one spelled out. Dina Schmid, my guest. Any question, employer or employee, individuals, you name it. If you're a company owner, call us right now. All of our lines are open. She'll help you immediately today, whatever you're looking for to get answered. 866-391-1020. Back with more in a moment. Good morning. With more with Dina Schmid and One Health Benefits. And Dina wants to kind of pick up on the American Rescue Plan, and then we're going to move on to Medicare. But I do want to remind anyone who's listening right now, you're an individual, you're an employer, you have any health care question. Health care has never been more important as we roll out of the pandemic and where we are moving forward. So as an individual, you need a question answered. As an employer, you need a question answered. Anything. It's a free answer, free question. It's just a phone call away. So pick up the phone and call us. All of our lines are available, 866-391-1020. And if you don't want to call us here and you don't want to go on the radio, you can call and leave your information right now at our office, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. 1-800-878-8873. OneHealthBenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. And I don't think that's a stretch. I think healthcare is the most important issue on the table today. And that's why the American Rescue Plan. Right, Dina?
Right. Rob, I have to say, too, it's you know, we talked at the beginning of this segment about how much it costs to use me and the fact that you pay nothing. I still will get emails. How much does it cost for me to ask you these questions? Guys, it costs nothing. So a part of, I just want to make sure you realize there's no hidden fees. It costs you nothing. So why not use somebody who does their livelihood, who is licensed, who takes tests throughout the summer? I have probably about 7 tests I have to take in order to be able to sell this stuff. So I know this inside and out, guys. It's one thing I am very good at. I'm not good at everything, but this I am good at. It's what I do for a living. So back to the American Rescue Plan. Those right now, what I do want to tell is the people who right now are currently enrolled in Penny, and Penny is the short acronym for our Pennsylvania Private Health Exchange. You may have known it last year as healthcare.gov. Ours is called Penny, okay? If you are in Penny now, all you have to do is go into your account and you can go search for help. And I want you to put in 15090. That's my zip code. You can search by zip code. And once you see my name, Dina Schmid, you can click on it. And then I can access your Penny account in my Penny portal and be able to assist you. So anyone out there who does want my help who's currently in Penny, please go to your Penny account. You can search by my name, Dina, DenaSchmid, or you can simply punch in my zip code of 15090, and my name will come up, and then I'll have access, again, no fee to you, I'll have access to be able to view your application and assist you. So I wanted to make sure people did know that. That's an easy way for me to be able to help you. So when you do call in, it'll take me no time to be able to log into my portal and view everything and be able to help you. Rob, the other thing I wanted to say, too, is you had said in the beginning, I'm hearing this, you're reading it in the papers. How many employers out there are begging people to come to work?
Absolutely.
So if you're an employer out there, this is a good way that you could possibly get some employees is by offering them insurance. So if you're looking at possibly doing that, don't think to yourself, well, I only have 2 employees. I can't do a group. Yes, you can. You only need 2 employees. So there's many things we can do from an employer-sponsored plan to something that's new called an ICHRA, where you end up saying to your employees, I'm going to give everybody $200. You call Dina, and Dina will help you pick a plan. If you want to spend that whole $200, then you can get whatever plan you want to spend with that. So in essence, you're telling your employees, here's $200 to go shopping, and I can give everyone a different plan on a different carrier, and it's an employer plan. That's new. It's called an ICHRA. It's actually not new, but it's starting to really, people are starting to use those now. That was something that no one ever really did much of, but now ICHRAs are becoming big, and it's giving employers the option to pay a portion of their employees' health insurance, and the employee gets to pick the plan they want, whether it's Highmark or UPMC. So please, if you're an employer and you're going, geez, I cannot get employees to work, what do I do? When employees are offered health insurance, that's a great incentive.
Okay, any closing comments on the American Rescue Plan before we move on?
Nope, just give me a call. You'd be surprised at how much money you're now qualified for.
All right, 724-799-8873. You can call her right now if you'd like. And if you have a question, healthcare, you need anything in the way of healthcare, a question answered, this would be a golden opportunity for you to call in. She's got about a segment and a half left. Our number is 866-391-1020. The hot button, it always is. And believe me, it's what you do best. Let's talk Medicare. What's the latest as far as Medicare, Dina?
Well, I'm glad that caller actually took the time to make that call because it is extremely confusing for seniors who don't understand Medicare. So If you have a Medicare supplement, there's two options when you are eligible for Medicare. One is called a Medicare supplement. The other option is called a Medicare Advantage. And I think people roll them both into the same term and say, I have a supplement, and they don't know whether they have an actual supplement or an Advantage plan. If you have a supplement and you're still healthy, you can shop that price any time of the year. Okay, Medicare supplements, you can always shop the price any time of the year. Now, you have to be healthy because those are medically underwritten. A Medicare Advantage plan, you're only allowed to change at open enrollment, which is every October 15th to December 7th. So anyone out there who is aging into Medicare or retiring, please give me a call because you could be currently on your employer's plan but be 67 years old. So if you're looking at retiring, it's now time for you to get Medicare. And that's a little more lengthy process because there's forms you need to fill out because you don't want to get penalized. So you need to show proof that you had credible coverage. So all my Pittsburghers out there, I love to help you guys with Medicare. I've gotten the sweetest people. Gosh, the friends I've made. Larry, I know you're listening today. Out there, Dave, all the people that have called, and I feel like I've become friends and gotten to know the family. Anyone else out there who's aging into Medicare, has a family member, even out of the state, I'm licensed in 18 different states, please tell your friends in Florida, Texas, wherever they may be. I have somebody that can help you at no cost, and I'd love to give them a consultation and see what we can do for them.
All right, listen, just tell the folks who you are and what you do, and again, how there's no charge for your services. About a minute and a half to the break. Then we're going to come back and talk about something people really need to understand. You have health care, but is it enough as far as something critical, an emergency situation, an accident of some sort? We're going to talk about that before we close out today's broadcast with her. But tell the folks what you do and who you are at One Health Benefits. Dina.
Okay, again, my name is Dina Schmidt. I am the owner and founder of One Health Benefits. I am an independent agent. I represent all the options, meaning I can customize any plan specifically to you. And that's what I brand myself on, is I will never represent a carrier. I will represent you, my client, and find the best option because I represent them all. No cost, nothing. There is no fees. That's not how it works for health insurance agents. The other thing that really makes me different is you're not going to call and not get me. My administration is done by others, but all of my clients, it's one-on-one with me. I do not pass you on to any of my employees. My employees do the back office paperwork. I'm the one you'll talk to. I won't pass you on to an agent in my company. It will be me. The paperwork, that's what I pass on to them, but it will be a consultation with me.
All right, good stuff. Listen, you cannot go wrong, believe me. Pick up the phone and call her, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. All right, let's get this first call on before we get out of here. And here's Gerald in Beachview for Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits. Go ahead, Gerald, what's your question?
Oh, hi. Should I turn the radio off? Or?
Yeah, turn it off, please.
Okay, let me turn the radio off. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Joe Klamovich of Beachview. I am, 63 years old, soon to be. Before Medicare, I was laid off. Unemployment ran out. My question is, when signing up for Pensy or Penny, do I use the PA state income tax that I report, because as you know, PA doesn't require unemployment compensation to be reported or is not taxable. Distributions from your retirement fund is not taxable. And then the Social Security my wife has is not taxable. So should I use the PA state income when I'm doing the penny sign up? Should I wait for a call back from Dina? I'm looking for advice.
Yeah, please call me, because some of that, the information you gave isn't applicable to Penny the way they look at it. It's different than maybe what you're thinking. So, yeah, give me a call,
okay,
and we'll schedule a time.
I left you a message, and I just look forward to your call. But I just wondered what income levels you look at, you know, those kind of things. But I do need the help.
We do have
for sure.
Yeah, I'll call you back. But you do have to report unemployment income. It is taxable income. You don't have to report the stimulus money that you got, the $300 checks or the $600 checks, but you do have to report that. So we'll make sure that's correct. And see, that's my point, is it's specific to Penny and what the government looks at. And so people put information in, and how would they know? I mean, this isn't what you guys do. So you put in the information, and you may not be getting the subsidy that you should get, or you may be getting too much. And then you pay that back at the end of the year. It's got to be correct. If it's not correct, when you file your tax return for next year, it needs to match up, guys. You'll pay that back. So I will make sure it's done correctly. So I'll give you a call. If you left me a voicemail, I'll definitely give you a call.
All right. I know there were some things you wanted to finish the hour out with, so go right ahead. Being all yours.
Okay, guys. There's one other thing I do want to talk about, and I'm really passionate about these plans because I see it every day. It's plans that don't think your health insurance covers everything, okay, especially if you're on Medicare. It's got to be approved by Medicare for a medical supplement or Med Advantage plan to pay for it. If Medicare doesn't approve it as an eligible expense, then it's not covered. And I want to give you some examples. Do you think if you get ALS that the government's going to give you that nice wheelchair that you talk into a machine, it translates your voice onto a computer so that people can understand you? Heck no. You're going to get that wheelchair that is like the wheelchair you buy at the store, at the pharmacy. You don't get what you really think you're going to get. There's so many other things involved when you have a critical illness, whether it's experimental treatment. Insurance will never cover. If you get cancer and your child is told that we could possibly save their arm for this bone marrow cancer, but insurance isn't going to cover it, you're not going to say no. I'll just cut his arm off then. You're going to find the money. There's plans, guys, are so cheap, $1 a day, that you can get that will ensure financial freedom in case a critical illness happens. I have the plans. I believe in them so much. Everyone I love, it's mandatory that I make them buy these plans because I want them, if a critical situation happens, I don't want finances ever to be a concern. So please, no, that's why you see these GoFundMe pages and spaghetti dinners still happen, because insurance doesn't cover everything. It's kind of like when you guys, how many times have you had a flood in your basement and you go to get that covered and they're like, oh yeah, that's something we don't cover. That's what I do. Let me find those little things that aren't covered that you think are. And when that situation happens, I mean, I can tell you stories where I've had people who are so healthy and cancer happens because you just never know. And now they're able to quit their jobs and take care of themselves, or they're able to hire help because they bought these plans, and they can have somebody come into their home because they live by themselves and help them. Or they can get that wheelchair. They can get their house accommodated for a wheelchair because they thought ahead of time. They bought the plans before they needed them, and the rates on those plans never change. You buy them at the price you buy them at, it stays the same. So please, call me if you currently are saying, I got employer insurance, I don't need anything. That's why you should call. You should call to look at these critical illness plans, accident plans. They're very inexpensive, and they're worth every penny. I've never had anyone call me and say, Dina, you made me buy this plan, and I never got cancer, or I never had a heart attack. Won't happen. So for all those out there who are happy with their current insurance, you still should call too, because those are plans that you're missing.
You see, the reason I think people should use you, Dina, is the skill set, because people have a chance to actually communicate with who is dealing with their health care, seeing firsthand it in print, but also being able to get an explanation. You know, all of us just think we'll sign here and we're covered. That's not the case, no matter who you are in any walk of life. You're giving them the added comfort, the added bonus. They put their head on the pillow at night. They sleep soundly because they know they have all their T's crossed and their I's dotted. As significant and trivial as that sounds, that's what you do, and that's why you're so good at what you do. And more importantly, there's no charge for this service, so why wouldn't somebody do this, right?
Exactly. How many times do we go into Costco and walk out with things we didn't need? I mean, for the price of these plans, you're ensuring financial freedom if you have something happen where you can afford to make your life accommodating and enjoy those last days. It's amazing to me that everyone doesn't use a licensed agent. It's free. But you got to make sure you use a broker, because those are the ones that represent everything. You don't want to walk into, you know, where somebody only sells one plan, because you're not going to know the options. But guys, I truly love what I do. You know, it's not all about the money. I have really felt that I have helped some people who really had no clue.
Right.
And if they didn't ever talk to me, I don't know what could have happened. People who were completely uninsured and had heart conditions, who I got insurance before something happened. And the one ended up being in the hospital a week after he got the plan I put him on, but he was uninsured.
That's why you need Dina Schmidt. And you can continue to call throughout the weekend. She will get back to you. Leave your name and number that she can reach you at during the week, during business time, 724-799-8873. Dina, until next month, thank you so much and have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
724-799-8873. Dina Schmidt, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is written out.